Guess what? This is my 30th episode. Can you believe that? This episode that you're listening to is my 30th episode. I am so excited about this. This feels like a huge moment for me in my life. And I want to talk more about that today. And I want to talk more about my experience with creating this podcast. I want to share with you why it is so important to do hard things, because this podcast has been a hard thing for me, and I want to encourage you to do hard things. And I also want to give you an opportunity today to ask me anything. If there is something that's hard in your life, I want to help you get through it. So really what today is about is celebrating. It's about connecting, and it's about feeling really just really good about wherever we are in the process of our business. That's what I really hope for in this episode, that you take away that, okay, she's done this hard thing, and that, you know, I can do this hard thing too, okay? So I really want you to feel like I'm inspired by this, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to make it happen no matter what it is. That's the goal of today. That's how I want to celebrate episode number 30. And I'll talk more about this at the end of the episode, but I really want to be a support for you. And I really want to answer whatever questions are coming up for you, whatever is blocking you from doing the hard things in your business, from making more money, from getting through resistance. I really want to be support for you. So I'll talk more about how that will look in a moment. But first, I want to share why being at episode 30 is so meaningful for me. Because you could look at that and go, episode 30, like that's no big deal. Episode, having 100 episodes seems far more meaningful than having 30 episodes. But here's the thing, it means a lot, because it means I haven't given up, right? I've shown up for 30 episodes, 30 recordings, 30 times to write content and to be here. Like, it, you know what it takes, right? To do something hard, and that's a big deal for me. So I have a history of giving up. That's kind of a pattern of mine when things get hard. And so here I am. I'm at episode 30 and I haven't given up yet. So I am celebrating. I'm going to celebrate at every milestone. So the next one will be 40 and then 50 and then 60. And we are going to reach 100 and beyond that. And I am so excited for every single moment. So I want to share four specific reasons why having this podcast has been just an awesome challenge and why it's been a really important addition to my business. And my hope is that that these reasons for me impact you, resonate with you in some way, and also encourage you to maybe also start a podcast or to start doing Facebook Lives or to start a YouTube channel or a blog or to start putting yourself out there, because so many wonderful things can happen as a result. So the first reason why this podcast is so special, why it has a big place in my heart, and why celebrating today matters so much to me, is that having a podcast has been on my bucket list for years. Like, I'm not kidding. I have wanted to do something like this, have my own podcast, be on other people's podcasts. I've wanted to do that for years, but it always felt out of reach. It always felt really impossible. I always felt like I didn't have what it took. I needed more. I needed more experience. I needed more professional website or whatever it was. Like, I just felt like I wasn't quite there. And I kind of got sick of all of the reasons why I wasn't ready to do it. And I just did it. This past March, I just sat down and I figured it out. I Googled it and I just started following the steps and I made it happen. I got over the fear. I moved through the resistance and the not knowing how, and I just did it. I found an awesome tutorial on how to start a website a podcast, and I literally just followed every single step. It took me just a few hours and I couldn't believe it. Didn't take very long in terms of getting all of the back end stuff set up. And then I just began recording episodes from there. And you know what? It was not that hard, and it was not that scary to actually do it. My thoughts about doing it were actually much scarier and much more uncomfortable than the actual process of making the podcast a reality. I just want to express how interesting that was for me to realize that, like, I had so much fear that I couldn't do it. I didn't know how. I wasn't capable of it. That's what stopped me from doing it. And in reality, it wasn't that hard to start. There's so many resources available online. It was not hard to start. And I absolutely love having a podcast. It is literally one of the funnest parts of my week is doing this podcast. I absolutely love it. And instead of wishing and dreaming I had it and wishing and dreaming that it was a part of my life and my weekly process, it is a part of my week. It is a part of my routine. And it is amazing to be at that place where I'm doing it and not just thinking about it and not just dreaming about it. And I'm really celebrating that today because this feels so big to be at this point. Anytime I get to that place of like, oh my God, I'm doing it. I'm not just like in that dream state. It just feels so monumental. So if you have that, like, take a moment and celebrate that you actually did the thing and you're in the place, you made the thing happen. It's such a big deal. So the second reason that having this podcast has been just a super fun, cool thing for me is that it's really pushed me. It's pushed me. Like, I have in the past tried Facebook Lives on a regular basis, YouTube channel, and a blog. Those have all been platforms I've tried to create content on a regular basis. And it was the podcast that really kept calling my name and that I kept resisting for a long time. And then finally I did it. And it was easy to start and I started recording. And then it has really pushed me to show up every week for you, for me, and to create meaningful content. And it has not always been easy, especially at the beginning. I didn't quite know what my podcast was about and who I was serving, and it felt really messy. And I often wondered if showing up regularly even mattered, right? Like, I didn't have many people listening. Does it even matter if I'm recording or publishing on a Wednesday or a Thursday or Friday? Doesn't matter. You know, like, I had all of these questions and these concerns, and I didn't quite believe in me or in the process. But then every time I went to that place in my mind, I would hear this small voice say, "This is your business. This is your life. You love this. You want this. Go do it." And I did it, and I pushed through and showed up every single week. And you know what? There's more listeners every week and more reviews and more wonderful feedback. Oh my God, the feedback's been amazing. And I'm receiving that every week. It's amazing. And I'll share more about this in a moment, but it's been far more interesting, far more enjoyable than any other platform I've been on. And I've been able to be more consistent with it because it's so much more enjoyable. And I really want to stress this and just tell you, if there is something in your life that's dragging you down, take a look at it and see, is it necessary? Can you switch it and do it in a different way? If social media is dragging you down, see if there's another platform, another way. Find the thing that brings you joy. That's going to get you excited to show up, to push yourself in new and bigger ways. So the third reason that this podcast experience has been just awesome is interviewing guests and being a guest on other people's podcasts. Now, these are two things that I thought were like far away goals, like something that like I wouldn't be able to do for years, not until I was more established, not until I had a bigger name or reputation or made more money or whatever the thing was. It felt impossible, but they were on my bucket list, things I wanted to make happen, but they were just like, whoa, that's not possible for me. Why would anybody want to interview me? Or like, how could I get people on my podcast? Like, I had those kinds of limiting thoughts, but I pushed through that. And in the last month, I've been a guest on 5 podcasts. I have more in the works. Plus, I have been interviewing amazing, amazing women for my podcast, for this podcast, which has been super, super fun. I just made it happen. The thing was, I just decided I'm going to do this thing. I am going to put myself out there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to interview people. I'm going to get on other people's podcasts. I made the decision instead of being in a place of fear or in a place of like, I don't know how and all of that stuff. I just made it happen and it was so fun. And I have to tell you, this is one of the coolest parts of this experience is getting through the fear and the resistance to doing the hard thing and doing the exciting thing at the same time. Now, I want to tell you that just briefly here, I'm doing these interviews for my podcast, for this show right here that you're listening to. These interviews have been amazing. I just want to tell you, they've been amazing. I have just been interviewing the most incredible women. And in each interview, we're focusing on how the women, they're all entrepreneurs, they've all started businesses, how they've made the leap, how they've made it possible. We go behind the scenes and we look at their business. We look at the thoughts and the feelings and the actions that propel them forward, that keep them engaged with their business and keep them working towards their goals. And it's been so interesting. I'm learning a ton, and I know you're going to learn a ton from these women as well. And I would have not had this experience had I not started a podcast, had I not worked through the fear, had I not just made the decision that I am going to figure this out. I would not know these women. I would not be on other people's podcasts had I not just made the decision I'm going to do this. So I'm celebrating that big time today. And I'm also hoping you're hearing me loud and clear to make the decision to do the thing that you want to do too and not keep waiting. Okay, reason number four that today is a big day for me. And that is because doing this podcast has connected me to many, many women. This is an extension of like reason number three. I have met incredible women from doing this podcast. Now, I am a part of a group called the Female Podcasters Network. If you are interested in starting a podcast, I highly recommend joining this group. It's free and it's awesome. It is fantastic. Fantastic. I have connected with the most interesting women, women who are doing really, really amazing things in their fields, people that are wanting to be on your show and they want you, they want, you know, to have guests on their show. And it's been so fun to be in a collaborative environment and to support each other's businesses. And I just have to tell you, it has been far more interesting and far more fun than the YouTube channel, the Facebook Lives, any of the social media, because I'm engaging with actual people and in the process creating conversations through my podcast. And that has been super exciting and so rewarding. And I feel just really proud that this experience is something that I have made possible here. And I say that, you know, because it's one of those things, starting a podcast is one of those things where you're putting yourself out there and that can feel very vulnerable. And I've definitely felt that. And it can feel really just like, like you're jumping off a cliff and you're wondering if there's going to be a net to catch you. And I'll tell you what, every step of the way of creating this podcast has been amazing. And one of the biggest parts is meeting lots and lots of people, lots of women, and having really interesting conversations and feeling a part of a community, feeling a part of something. And really being here for you as well. Like, I see you in my mind as I'm doing this podcast. Like, we are in a community, we are in a space together, and we're working through starting and growing a business together. And that there's this community that you are a part of, that when you're listening to this podcast, when you tune in to this work, that you are a part of something, and it's meaningful and it matters that you're here. And I'm so proud that I have gotten to 30 episodes and that you've been here along the way with me. And even if this is the first time you're tuning in, that you are here now and a part of this moment, it means the world to me. And it's been a pretty, pretty special ride. So those are my four reasons why today means so much, that episode 30 is such a big deal. I am celebrating big time. I am just feeling so much joy. And I'm really feeling very proud of myself because I didn't quit. and that I've gotten clearer on my message, that I'm getting better and better as I go along here on the podcast. And in this moment of celebrating 30 episodes, I'm celebrating the highlights, what I've just shared, but there's also failures along the way that I'm also celebrating. And these failures are how I got to 30 episodes, right? Like if I hadn't have failed, I wouldn't have learned what I needed to learn to keep going. So the failures are all a part of the success. And those failures look like I've recorded some super lousy episodes where like it just, they weren't good, right? Like they just weren't good. I've messed up a bunch. I've totally botched editing. I have, you know, my some parts of the process have just been super clunky. I've been inconsistent. I've just experienced many failures along the way. And that's just part of the process. And that's exactly how I learned how to do things. And I'm learning every single time I put out an episode, every single time I record an episode, like every single part of the process I'm learning from. And so there are failures. There are times when I've felt embarrassed and vulnerable and scared. And I felt like, ugh, that was a screw up. But you know what? Those were all learning moments. And that's all of those has helped me to get to right now, to episode 30. So I am grateful for them and I'm celebrating them right along with all of the highlights and the good juicy moments as well. So I'm just thrilled to be here. I'm proud to be here and I'm over the moon grateful that you are here as well and that you have helped me to get to 30 episodes. It means a lot to me. And what I'm most excited about in that is that I just really want to support you. I really, really want to help you do your thing and use your voice and your creativity and your gift and help you create your business and make more money and create the life that you love. And that's what's the most exciting part of this whole thing is that I'm just so happy to be here in support of you. I absolutely love supporting you. I absolutely love hearing from you. And I love just knowing that you're there and that you're part of this community. And I love it. So I'm just so grateful for you. Now, that is like why episode 30 is just rocking my world right now. And I want to now just shift the focus to you. I want you to think about something that you really want to make happen in your business. Now, maybe it's a podcast or a blog or a YouTube channel. Maybe it's posting on social media on a regular basis. Like, what is the thing that you really want to make happen? Do you want to reach a revenue goal? Do you want to take your business to like from a hobby to a full-time thing? Like, what's the thing that you really want to make happen? I want you to think about that because I know there is something you want to achieve that feels really big. And maybe at this point, it also feels even impossible. Like you're not sure it could ever happen. And you might be questioning whether you have what it takes to make it happen. Maybe you are saying to yourself, you need more time, you need more experience, you need more training, you need more help before you can begin. But I'm here to tell you that you don't, okay? You just don't. You can start working towards that big thing now with what you know now, with what you have now. I know this from experience, from starting a business, many businesses, and most recently from starting this podcast. You can start now. You can totally do the thing that you want to achieve. You can totally go after it. You don't need to wait any longer. Now, I want you to hear me loud and clear on this because I'm seeing results in my business after just doing 30 episodes. I didn't know what I was doing when I started, but I started anyway. I'm figuring it out along the way. Here's where I really want you to hear me. I am further along now. I know more now. I have more podcasting skills now than if I had waited a few months until I felt more ready. So think about this. Like if you start now versus starting in a few more months. You will have more skills, more knowledge, more awareness. You will have more failures to learn from and more successes to celebrate in a few months than if you were to start in a few months. Do you get that? Like, you would have far more happening, far more to learn from, far more to gain. You will know more if you start now versus starting in a few months. You learn from the doing. You learn from getting into the fire. You learn from getting in and making mistakes and failing. That's how you do it. There's no other way to do it. So here's what I want you to know. It is really, really important when you go into anything new that you know, when you go into the new thing, when you start the hard thing, when you go after a goal, that no matter what, it's going to be scary and that's a part of the process. That's normal. I want you to go into this goal that you have for your business with that expectation that you're going to be scared. You're going to feel like it's hard. You're going to feel uncomfortable. That's part of the process. Those are not bad things. They are not bad signs. They are not signs that you should stop or that you should give up. Instead, those feelings are just indicators that you are standing on the edge of your comfort zone. You are stretching yourself in a new way. You are learning a new skill. You are learning more about who you are and what you are capable of. You are breaking through a barrier. You are becoming a bigger and bolder version of yourself. Now, it's not easy. Of course, it's not easy to do that. It's not comfortable. It's not always fun. But here's the thing, it's necessary. If you want to make more money, if you want to grow your business, if you want to be more like known for the work that you do, if you want something to evolve and be bigger and better than what it is now, you have to go through the scary feelings, the uncomfortable feelings, the hard feelings. It's just part of the process. And it's a very normal part of the process. And you know what? You can handle it. You can handle it. It's simply about making the decision that you're going to do it. You're going to find your way through. You're going to have resources available to you. Oh my God, you can find any answer you want on Google. You have everything you need to start. So that goal that you want to achieve, that thing you want to make happen in your business, go do it. Stop waiting. Just start. Just start. And I want to help you with this. So here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do this in honor of you and all of your amazingness that the world needs to see and experience. And also in honor of this 30th episode milestone. I'm going to do a special Q&A episode where I answer all of your questions about how to make things happen in your business. So, you know, as you think about like where you are and the things that you want to make happen, the money that you want to make, the people that you want to support, the work that you want to be doing in the world, I am sure that there is excitement and there's vision and there's also fear and there are questions and there is just like maybe even resistance. And there's just like, how do I do this? How do I do this? And I want you to send those questions to me, those fears to me, those like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to move forward. And this might be in regards to starting a podcast or starting having any type of content platform. Or maybe it's simply just like, how do I start a business? How do I stop the mind drama? You know, a lot of entrepreneurs were working with overwhelm and procrastination and perfectionism. If you find yourself in those places right now, let me know and I can help you. Give me some context. What's happening for you? Where are you feeling the overwhelm? What does it feel like in your body? Just give me as much detail as you can. You can also just be like, I'm super overwhelmed by this process. Can you help me? So I want you to think about all the things you would love some insight around. Think about all the questions you have about starting or growing a business. Think about where you are stuck and what cycles you keep repeating. Think about the fear you experience and how it's holding you back. Think about all the things you wish you could ask someone. Okay, do you have some things in mind? Now I want you to open your email and send them to me. Send me your questions. I am going to answer them on my next episode. So send me your questions to amanda@soulcareclub.com. I want to answer your questions. I want to help you. I want to support you. I know you've got something that needs to get out into the world. And I know what it's like to have a dream and be living a life that isn't the dream, but having the dream and wondering like, how do I get there? How do I make it happen? And know that I'm here. I'm here to support you and I want you to succeed. So send me your questions. Let me know where you're at, where you're stuck and what you need support with. And in the meantime, I want you to get out there and I want you to do something today, something that's going to propel you forward. So I want you to think about like the first tiny step you could take. You don't think about something big. Think about like something super small that you could do today. What is something you could do? Remember how I shared at the beginning here that I was scared to start a podcast, but that it wasn't that hard when I got started. I know the same will be true for you too. Oftentimes, things are bigger and scarier in our minds than in real life. So take a tiny step today, which may be sending me an email with your questions. I can't wait to receive your email. I can't wait to answer your questions. I can't wait to support you and to cheer you on as you move forward with your business. I want you to remember you can ask me anything. What do you want to know? Write me and I will answer your questions. So again, you can email me at amanda@soulcareclub.com. Thank you so much for joining me today for celebrating this special moment in my journey. 30 episodes feels like a big deal. So I am super excited about that. And once again, thank you so much for your support. I'm really happy to be here and I am really looking forward to connecting with you and answering your questions. So send them to me, amanda@soulcareclub.com. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful day and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to She Means Business. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review and subscribe to the show. Your support means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast too. And before you go, I have a special gift for you. Head over to soulcareclub.com/free to download my free Rule Breaker Mindset Guide. This guide includes 10 powerful affirmations to help you unlock your full potential and step into your power as a rule-breaking entrepreneur. Don't wait. Download your copy today, like right now, soulcareclub.com/free. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on She Means Business.